This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We speak today of two central banks, the one here, the Federal Reserve, and the one over there, the Bank of England, and how what they are doing to meet this very peculiar economic moment is affecting, and this is going to sound like I'm exaggerating, but trust me when I tell you I'm not, what central banks are doing right now is affecting everything. So, the Fed. Raising interest rates, as you know, one very tangible manifestation of which is that the currencies of nearly every major economy on the planet have fallen against the dollar, some of them a lot, from the British pound, about which more in a minute, to the South Korean won. The basic technicals are that the dollar's been strengthening this year as investors everywhere are moving their money into the United States to A, keep it safe during a very shaky economic time, and B, to take advantage of our rising interest rates. But that, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports to get us going, has some consequences.
New Yorker Ryan Sheffield just spent a long weekend in the UK.
The pound had fallen so far at the time, it was very affordable for just a four-day weekend.
A strong dollar is great for importers, too. Everything's cheaper. It is not great for exporters.
We make hands-on learning materials, and we sell in over 100 countries.
Rick Waldenberg is the CEO of Learning Resources.
A stronger dollar makes our products much more expensive. Where we have the biggest problem is in the UK. The buying power of the pound has just collapsed.
Now multiply that across not just exporters, but all the global companies based in the US. Alan Robinson is an advisor at RBC Wealth Management.
If you look at the S&P 500, something like 40% of the revenues derived by the market in general come from outside of the U.S.
Outside the U.S., these companies earn money in currencies that are now worth much less than a year ago. And it is outside the U.S. where a stronger dollar is taking the most dramatic toll in general. Ishwar Prasad is professor of economics at Cornell.
For many countries around the world, there is a fair amount of debt that they hold that is denominated in U.S. dollars.
That debt has gotten much more expensive, and that is a big problem in the world's most fragile economies.
Our foreign debt is 100 billion USDs.
Ajit Wasanta Lianage lives in southern Sri Lanka, where he works for a nonprofit. Sri Lanka's economy was already in shambles, partly because of the pandemic. A stronger dollar has made debt repayments more expensive and imported goods, too. The country is so starved of reserves to pay for ever more costly imports that it just up and banned the import of hundreds of goods.
Cars, refrigerators, dairy products.
Inflation in Sri Lanka is upwards of 70%.
Before the crisis, the price of an egg is 15 rupees, 1-5. Now it's 60 rupees an egg.
The U.S. dollar has gained a lot of value. And for that, it has commanded a heavy price the world over. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.